This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Twitter has just rolled out a massive voter suppression program. Everything with them is inverted. They say, oh, we're going to stop voter suppression. So if you criticize someone politically, if you're conservative or nationalist or patriot, they call that suppression. So arguing with someone is censoring them. So then they censor you. The left was like, oh, don't censor me when I'm arguing. I'm like, me arguing with you is not censorship. But see, disagreeing with the left is, then they suppress you. Ezra Levant, again, we can't do justice here in the time we have to the footage, and again, the fact that these are a federal police, a federal body. They call you there with this letter. You go there. You're very professional, better than any lawyer I've heard. And they're all secretive and just act very, very bizarre. It's amazing. Other comments about where this is going and how many years in jail, because he tells you you're guilty. And I was looking at the statutes. I mean, you could spend years in jail, according to them, saying that you're a political action group violating campaign law when you're a publisher that wrote a book.
Yeah, I've never seen any other author be summoned in by the police except in tyrannical regimes. You know, he asked me why I didn't register my book with the government. I think we played that clip there. When I was a kid, I learned that in the Soviet bloc, typewriters in the country of Romania that was under the Soviet domination
were registered.
That's right. And you know what? You had to not only tell the police you had it, but you had to do a typing sample. Because you know each typewriter is slightly different. It's like a fingerprint, the way those metal keys strike. So they would keep a sample of how your typewriter typed, in case they were to find some illegal samizdat, some illegal propaganda, they would know whose typewriter it came from. I don't believe in registering books with the government or typewriters or whatever the media of the day is, but these guys apparently do.
Well, again, I watch Body Language, and those guys are arrogant and dangerous. I mean, I think they're the clear and present danger, and Trudeau's a danger, and the left everywhere. This isn't like in a vacuum. Everywhere they're doing this, Europe, the U.S., universities, and they just do it like they have the right because they know best. And damn it, you published a book about the prime minister that's a bestseller and exposing him, so we're getting you ready for criminal charges. And I think they're arrogant enough, Ezra, to do it, but just like them trying to block Brexit only blew up bigger. Them trying to crush Trump only blew up bigger. The tyrants are following the same dead end right down a black hole. Thanks to you, the few good men that have courage. And I do admire you. You've got the spirit, brother. And I thank you.
Well, you're very kind to say it. You know, let me make one observation. In Canada, we have groups like the ACLU. Up here, it's called the Canadian Civil Liberties Association. We have something called PEN Canada. We got Canadian Journalists for Free Expression. We got the Canadian.
Let me guess, they're all missing in action.
I haven't heard from one of them. I can assure you, if the shoe were on the other foot, if it was under our former
chickens with the heads cut off.
Well, you know, they keep saying Trump is at war with the media. He's rolling back press freedoms.
He's only speaking back against them. Sorry, go ahead. You're right.
Yeah, that's all he's doing is talking back, and they don't like it. Here in Canada, we have true government restrictions on journalism and authors and complete silence from the left. In fact, I got to tell you, I've had more interest from American talk radio hosts than from Canada, because even our media has learned to be submissive. And I have
the left are only clients. The left are only clients for Islamicists and globalists who they're bringing in to be their client groups to dominate us. We're being enslaved, and Western values are being completely overthrown, and we have to just admit it.
Well, listen, we'll keep fighting up here as long as we can. We have so much culturally in common with America because we both come from the same tradition of the Magna Carta, as you said, in the UK. I regret that we didn't stand firm. We didn't get the First Amendment style protections put in our Constitution when we were born. So keep yours, Alec.
Thank you, sir. Please come on soon. It's about the news and what's happening. I want to get you as a mainstay. Thank you so much. Ezra Ravon, incredibly powerful video up on InfoWars.com. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
We'll be back with Bob Maher. We now know that more than 60 million people are on total lockdown in China, and the food supplies and medical supplies are running out. We know the virus has already spread to more than a dozen countries, and many Chinese who escaped Wuhan are now confirmed to be arriving on the United States West Coast. We've now confirmed from major food suppliers across the United States that they've already run out of supplies of storable foods because of institutional and governmental buyers. That's right. The rich, the powerful, the elite, big corporations are now buying up food stores at alarming rates. InfoWars private labels from My Patriot Supply and ships right out of the very same factory. They called and let us know that they have bought food forward, that that's going to run out probably in a few weeks, and that people need to order now if they want to be able to get it within 7 to 10 days. But if people wait, it may end up being longer. But if you get your order in now at InfoWarsStore.com, you will be secured to get the food within 7 to 10 days.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, we're back live. And again, if you were just with us last hour, no one in the middle of the Senate trial coming to a head of the president and shots fired at Mar-a-Lago and giant viral outbreak and UN global emergencies and China secretly burning bodies and mass fire graves would spend 3 segments, 4 segments with a journalist. But I know the stuff they've done to Ezra Levant, and he just keeps beavering on. But I got violently angry yesterday when I saw senators saying we should maybe arrest Rand Paul. I mean, these are dangerous people, okay? Not Rand Paul. He's the one trying to stop wars. And I just want them off our back, man. I just want these globalists off our back. And I know you do as well. And I just respect you. As listeners, I mean, you're so freaking precious, man. You're the people that actually care. And you're so humble. You're always like, oh, Alex, thank you, thank you. Do you understand, for my children, how important you are? The future we're building together. I mean, we're together. Black, white, old, young, you name it. But they want to tell us come together under the unification of the globalist while they're doing nothing but stirring us up against each other. We need the natural, real unity of common sense and God that brings us together. But I'll just spell it out here. I am blown away by how evil the deep state is and how sick they are and how filthy they are and how lying and stupid. And then it hits me. These people have been winning for a long time. They have been absolutely dominating us, and so that makes me feel like a wimp. But I don't have something to prove, but I also am not going to lay down. And again, there's a lot of guys who can kick my ass, okay? But I remember being a little kid and getting off the bus in like 6th grade, 5th grade, and kids were 3, 4 years old getting on me and beating me up and stuff until that moment when I just got angry and picked up, you know, a rock that was on the ground and basically put the kid's eye out. And their parents got mad. Like, well, your 15-year-old, 16-year-old shouldn't be trying to beat up 11-year-olds. But they don't have the killer instinct, folks. We do. That's why they're bullies and scum. Those of us that have it don't need to abuse the power. We've got it. Much voltage as we need, God will give it to us. And every time the enemy stands up and tries to take us on, they find out that, oh, we weren't acting powerful. We weren't trying to run people's lives because we didn't need to do that. We already had the power. And what I'm getting at is we have allowed these people to do this to us. And so it's our fault. You want to know who's to blame? Look in the mirror. And I'm saying that myself. I've made a lot of mistakes. So when I preach this stuff, it's what I think we ought to do. And I think you agree with me. It's not me up here on some damn high horse like some glitterbug preacher acting like he's perfect and he's got all the answers. BS. God's got all the answers. And right action will prove those answers and will make you stronger. And that's a path we've all got to walk. Anybody telling you they got it all figured out, they got a one-size-fits-all, and they got it all right, you better watch that person. That's a cult leader right there. There's no cult here except the cult of Jesus Christ. And people say, man, you just more and more you preach. It's not all I got. It's everything. It's expansive. It's real. And the enemy runs from it. That name is real. And you could just be a scientist and wonder why the hell these people run from it, why they're so scared of it. I get obsessed with silly stuff like this. I got this lav mic on so I can walk around. I haven't been walking around today. There's a lot of news to cover. I didn't really get to a lot of calls today. We got Bob Barr, who actually initiated the impeachment against Bill Clinton, coming up. I couldn't think of a better guest in this whole constellation of news. I want to get Robert Barnes back on as well. I was saying, get Barnes on, but I must have mumbled over the phones that they got Bob Barr. But see how sometimes God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers, because I want to get Barnes back on, too. He's always so busy. But Bob Barr, oh, that's really great. Oh, I'm glad. Are you mad we actually got Bob Barr? I'm like, no, I'm glad you got Bob Barr. In fact, you should have thought of that. We should get him on. He started the impeachment and, you know, got that initiated in the House of Representatives and got punished by the political establishment for it. So that's coming up. But something big's about to happen. And I'm not sure it's this virus, but we need to have our bases covered with the virus. And, you know, I said I would talk about this because it's such big news, and we'll go to break and come back with a guest. So I'm going to do it right now because this is an important decision for all you out there to think about and decide what you're going to do. But can I get an overhead shot, guys? I want to show you something that I've been authorized to show you. This is in Congress. This is 13 years ago. And this is the company. And when I got this information 4 or 5 days ago, I said, listen, are you sure you want me to do this? Because you've got Department of Defense contracts, you've got a lot of others, and they might mess with you. Like, no, you know, we're the owners. We like what you're doing. We got a partnership with you. We want people to know how important this is. So the Department of Defense and congressional reports say that this product, NanoSilver, has been found to knock out SARS. Well, no crap, Sirlock. Of course it does. Viruses, bacteria, you name it. Nobody's selling 16 ounces of NanoSilver that's patented. This is the top company in the U.S. that we're not even private label. This is something they developed with my dad, the Immune Gargle. Ridiculous name, but that's its technical medical name, and you can drink it, and it's what my dad, who's an oral surgeon and dentist, named it. So that's what we're going to call it. But Super Silver Immune Gargle in 3 different sizes is selling out, but I'm still keeping it at 40% off. Despite that, 50% off when you get all 3 together, because we're not going to raise prices during a crisis. We're not going to gouge people. But here's the deal. Department of the Army Headquarters, United States Special Operations Command, Tampa Point Boulevard. And it goes into Andrew C. von Edenbach, Commissioner of Food and Drug Administration. And they go on to say that with antibiotic resistance and all the rest of it, we have found that this particular type of NanoSilver is effective against SARS and a whole bunch of other stuff. Then it goes on here. The Texas A&M System Health Science Center. And it says confidential. Because they don't want this type of stuff out for a lot of reasons. And it goes over the fact and says, Dear Secretary Ridge, and they go on to say the Office of Homeland Security, John B. Connolly Building. So that, you know, A&M's running a whole secret project for the government. And they say, this particular NanoSilver we found in our trials, secret trials, with American Biotech Labs was very effective. This report is that the coronavirus, like the SARS, same family virus, Homeland Defense, put out the data that our product could kill that one. See the above letter from the Director of Homeland Security to the Secretary, Dr. Carlton, ex-Surgeon General, Air Force, is a brilliant man who came up with the model hospital system, mobile hospital system. We only received a copy of it because our testimony before Congress about malaria, and it was included in the addendum of the testimony. We never received a good copy, but we did get a copy, and it's worth reading. And it goes on. So, I mean, look, it's the grace of God that stuff like this happens. Because my dad was killing himself, still doing dentistry and managing a bunch of companies, and like 7-8 years ago, and I said, Dad, I need you to come in and manage supplements. We need to put out our own, put out the best. And you've brought stuff. He's a research scientist as well, does some things. I said, we need you to bring us really the best stuff and help certify everything. And he did it. And then he brought us the folks that are in the Super Silver toothpaste, the Super Blue toothpaste. It has the nanosilver. This is the top company, folks. This is, and they're like, no, just say who we are. Dr. Keith Muller, CEO, American Biotech Labs, LLC. That's the big one. They're the only ones that have approved over-the-counter Super Silver Womb Gel. Do not take this internally. This is super, well, let's just say what it is, poisonous to bacteria and viruses, which means it ain't too good for you, but it's better than dying, right? So this goes on the hands and things as a protective shield. If you get cut or something, your micro scratches, it seals it in. But all the other products, they're all discounted right now during this crisis. InfoWarsStore.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the, I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Somebody better to lay out his view on this whole fiasco and what he thinks is about to currently happening, what Ambassador Bolton is up to, who extolled on U.S. radio that Trump was doing a great job in Ukraine and was fighting corruption. He said that on Voice of America, but now he's gotten millions of dollars and he's telling a different story. But our guest is so smart. Instead of me asking questions, I should just ask Bob Barr of LibertyGuard.org, who's got a long pedigree of work in industry and the CIA before that, and in Congress and as a lawyer. What is front and center? I mean, what would you call this? Because when I look at Schiff and Nadler and Pelosi, I see something more frightening than even pure evil. It's delusional narcissism, making fools out of themselves, but never stopping. And then Trump's Justice Department, which you also work for, I know, at a high level, never reacting to their crimes, is enabling it to get even more crazy, like toddlers acting out, but these aren't toddlers. So I'm getting more angry at Trump, quite frankly, than I'm getting at Schiff and people, just because he's not going after these people. I don't want some big clash inside the government, but we already have it, don't we, Bob Barr, or am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong, Alex. And there are so many different aspects to this. There are so many things going wrong. It's like, you know, taking your car to a mechanic, and the mechanic says, look, your air system isn't working, your fuel injections aren't working, your exhaust system isn't working, your spark plugs aren't working. There's everything wrong. But what we have to do, I think, is not lose sight of the short-term goal here, and that is to get rid of and put a stop to this nonsense in the Senate, and then tackle these broader and deeper issues that you've identified, the deep state itself. The short-term problem here is for Mitch McConnell to keep the Republicans in line, and many of these Republicans are always looking for ways to go over to the other side. Mitch has a job here to at least keep a majority in line to stop this nonsense so that we can then move on and tackle these other more important systemic problems with the government.
Well, as a former federal prosecutor, and again, I'm not going over the whole pedigree, somebody that was ignited the legitimate impeachment of Bill Clinton, what are you seeing here as an expert that we don't see?
I'm really not seeing anything that you and the vast majority, I think, Alex, of the American people see, and that is a Democrat majority in both the House and the Senate that are so blinded by their hatred, their sheer hatred for Donald Trump, that they have lost sight of their responsibility, they have lost sight of history, they have lost sight of the American people, they have lost sight of everything, and they have this tunnel vision focused on Donald Trump in the crosshairs of their efforts. Hopefully, Mitch McConnell can keep any other Republican squishes from going over to the Democrats so that we don't open this up in ways that it should not constitutionally be open, and that is for witnesses and new evidence so that we can stop this now and then hopefully move on to defeat the Democrats with their House majority in the fall, reelect the president, and really attack the systemic problems that are the deep state in Washington.
You know, define that, because people say, oh, Bob Barr, he's former CIA. What are you doing? Well, there's a lot of good. The CIA is bigger than Coca-Cola. That just means clandestine operations in the government. We need people that have been in the CIA. They can tell us what's going on and help decipher that, obviously. And Trump has been at war with corporate elements, governmental elements, using the cloak of different U.S. intelligence agencies to operate, and we have the FISA court. You're a former prosecutor. As well as us, the FISA court said they illegally did this. So I'm not even saying, oh, the CIA giving them a pass. I'm giving the facts that this is illegitimate operatives and networks inside government using the apparatus for their own political attempted coup against the president. Is that accurate?
It's accurate. You've really put your finger, Alex, on two very, very important aspects of what we need to be concerned about here. One is the unholy relationship between corporate America and the government itself. The government, there are restrictions, often not followed, but there are restrictions on information the government can obtain and use. If they use the FISA court properly, that serves as a limitation. But one way that the government gets around those limitations is to use corporations to do its work for it in gathering, databasing, and then sharing information. So that's one serious problem that we have here. The second is now we have an opportunity with the abuses of FISA that have come, that we've known about now, that have come to light publicly. What we now need to do is try and fashion a majority of members in the House and the Senate to make some real reforms to the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. There's legislation pending, but my worry is that as soon as we move past impeachment and then have the opportunity to focus on reforming, really reforming the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act and the courts, that the government will trot out all of the national security people and say, oh, we can't make any reforms. It's national security. That's what we have to really be working on. FISA has to be reformed because it's a backdoor now that the government can drive a Mack truck through.
Yeah, if Obama and Hillary and a few others and people like Brennan are willing to use that against the candidate, the nominee, and then the elected president, and then the sworn-in president, they'll go after anybody. But that takes some big huevos to start shooting at POTUS with a spy grid.
It does. I mean, if the U.S. government can go after a presidential nominee, a president-elect, and a sitting president of the United States, then nobody in this country is safe from government abuse of its power. You're absolutely correct.
That shows they've gotten way too big for their britches, right?
Yes, sir.
So how do we, when we come back, how do we reform? Because I know you've seen every angle of it, and Bob Barr's our guest, libertyguard.org. How do we deal with that, and what do you predict comes next? Because if Trump and the Justice Department don't move on these people somehow, then what will their new attack be? Because I've already enjoyed, I love the fact that Tulsi Gabbard is suing Hillary for all this money for calling her a Russian agent. Hey, they did that to me, and they took bank accounts away. They almost shut us down. I mean, they used national security apparatus to come after us by that designation. And so I'm glad to see people pushing back, because if I'm anything, folks, it's not a Russian agent. But anybody that opposes tyranny is called one. They bit off more than they can chew. Bob Barr is our guest. We'll come right back. We'll talk about the whistleblower, Eric Saramala, as well, and the calls to arrest Senator Rand Paul.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock
X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the M4. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Could you please respond to the answer just given by the President's counsel and provide any other comments the Senate would benefit from hearing before we adjourn for the evening?
Mr. Chief Justice, members of the Senate.
Washington Democrat.
Yeah, let's hear the president right there. This is the president.
Washington Democrats have spent the last 3 years trying to overturn the last election. Why am I not worried? I should be worried. You know, remember Nixon? It was like a dark period, right? It was a very dark period. It was like, oh, you think about it, right?
And with Clinton, it was not good. They say that with Johnson, that was a long time ago. None of us remember, but they say it was a very dark period. This is a happy period for us.
Yes. Yeah, they're calling it America's nightmare, and then they go, oh, it's terrible, we didn't want to do this. And then Pelosi's handing out pins at signing ceremonies. I'm actually going to be honest with people, because I don't usually get scared, and I don't like to even use that term. I'm really concerned, Bob Barr, former congressman who helped initiate the impeachment of Bill Clinton, that we're being too confident here and that we're not looking for the real problem, and that while we're looking one direction, it's the other, and they're telling Trump he's assured of victory, just like we heard Hillary was assured of victory 3.5 years ago with the election fraud and the censorship and everything the establishment's done going after the president. The real place they can try to get him is election fraud and manipulation that we know goes on. And so I see him saying, yes, it is a great period. No one's buying, and I know what mainstream media says anymore. There is a major political realignment towards nationalism and freedom and free market systems worldwide. I think nobody denies that. But still, the behavior of the creatures of the deep state, these toddlers, these babies, these people that were given power and expect they're invincible, they're Frankenstein, you know, is not that smart, but he's dangerous. He can pull your head off, and they're kind of just stumbling around, and no one ever stops me. Oh, that's Frankenstein. He's full of crap. Well, he'll still twist your head off. So what I'm getting at here is, I guess I could have said it very simply, is it's not about vindictiveness, but the danger of what the Democrats have done and the hoaxes and the illegal spying and the crimes. When is the attorney general that shares your name going to do something in your view?
That's a good question, and I wish there were a clear answer to it one way or the other, but I don't know. One thing that I do know, in addition to the accuracy of what you've just noted, Alex, is the fact that one of the real problems that we're facing is Google and other social media. Adam Schiff was talking the other day that, well, if we don't remove Trump now, we can't be assured that the election will be fair. That's not the danger. The real danger lurking in the area of swaying voters and influencing voters and voter suppression is social media. And there have been several studies of this. There was a hearing, for example, that Senator Ted Cruz chaired in his Judiciary Subcommittee last summer, this past summer.
Robert Epstein.
And he had a fellow named Robert Epstein as a witness. And Robert Epstein said, look, I am a liberal Democrat. I supported Hillary Clinton. But I'm here to tell you that if you don't do something to get a handle on the power of social media and these search engines like Google to influence voters and influence public opinion, then you are going to lose control of this government permanently. I mean, it was a truly frightening presentation, and yet I have not seen any evidence in the last 6 or 7 months since he testified that people in the Congress are serious about doing something about that problem that he identified.
I totally agree with you, and I went and looked at what Twitter announced months ago that made it official today. The headline is, Twitter users can now report voter suppression misinformation. Well, their definition is, and here's the form, anything someone doesn't agree with, or if someone says it hurt my feelings, now it's like a university, you're now suppressing them, so you're banned, and it will only be done against Trump supporters. But again, they call it stopping voter suppression when they're the ones doing it. This isn't just a company doing what it wants. This is AI real time beyond anything the Soviets could dream of.
Oh, the technology that we have, and it is constantly being upgraded, is something that George Orwell could only have dreamed about. When you look at, for example, the way Google and other lesser search engines, the way they manipulate and direct people when they're making an inquiry, just asking perhaps an innocent question, it immediately puts terms in there, looks for terms, and then changes what the individual is looking for and ranks it in ways that have demonstrably, by objective studies, swayed people's thinking and how they react.
And they're paid. They're paid billions. They're paid to do it.
Absolutely. They make billions of dollars off of it. And Congress, I'm not in favor of censorship, and it's not a matter of censoring these companies. It is a matter of
recognizing what they're doing. No, it's saying you don't rig the playing field.
And saying, okay, you're going to deal with all of this data in your manipulation of people who use search engines. We're going to open that up in the same way that the federal government opened up technology and telecommunications.
Well, that's my next question. I know I'm talking over and I apologize, but you've got such knowledge on this. Exactly. This isn't, okay, big tech can do what they want, or they're a private company. They're in there. It's on record saying the Republican Party's official affiliation is Nazis. Google did that for months till they got caught. Okay, and then Sundar gets up and says, we've never manipulated one search result. I can call Google, okay, and I can pay them to make me the top search for whatever I want. And I can do it where it doesn't even say it's an ad. So the fundamentals is they're lying in front of Congress telling us a baboon's acid in purple.
I'm not quite sure about that. I haven't looked at a baboon's anatomy lately, but I think they're probably right. This is what they do. There are study after study, and I would encourage people to go back and look at Robert Epstein's testimony before Senator Cruz's subcommittee this past summer. This is serious business, and that's the real threat. They can sway. That is, the search engines can sway tens of millions of votes by the way they rank and by the way they manipulate search engine inquiries.
I know I'm ranting here, sir, and I really appreciate you being with us. I got sent by Mike Cernovich 2 years ago, the secret Google documents, where they were paying $15 million to one company to downrank us. So they weren't even doing it their own search thing. They were just having another company attack us to create. I'm like, who paid for that? That's obviously governmental stay-behind networks Obama put in place. And then Google said, no, those are real documents. We made a mistake. Sorry. That's a whole congressional investigation. But again, they demonized me, and not about me, it's what they did. They demonized me to go, oh, Jones is fair game, and then they set the precedent that you can have the most dangerous game, hunt Alex Jones. Nobody stands up for me. You did, a few others, and we appreciate it. And then the precedent set for everybody, and that's what's so dangerous.
It is. And the American people need to wake up to it and demand that their representatives in the Senate and the House do something about it now, or come election time, we're going to be on the losing end of this manipulation of voters.
Have we heard yet? Are they going to allow senators to have guests or have witnesses? Do we know yet what's going to happen?
No, we don't know yet, because there are, as you know, two or three of these squishy Republicans that are always more interested in appearing to be so nice and nonpartisan and fair to the Democrats, that becomes the overriding factor in whether or not they decide to prolong this impeachment debacle. So we still don't know. We saw last night that Senator Lamar Alexander thankfully said, I see no need for witnesses and new evidence. Susan Collins not unexpectedly says she wants them. We're waiting to see, I guess, if Lisa Murkowski in Alaska. I've never understood this. Why an Alaska senator? And Alaska is a great state. It's a conservative state, and yet they have a senator that is so squishy on these things. So apparently, we're still waiting on her.
All right, Bob Barr, one more segment. Stay with us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Do you feel like many of us?
All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day?
Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction,
and it supports memory function.
Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out.
You're only at your best when your mind is at its best.
Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
All right, Congressman, former Congressman Bob Barr is here. He helped launch the impeachment of Bill Clinton. People always ask, why didn't they go after Clinton for the missile secrets and all the rest of it? Because that was all shrouded in national security, and you couldn't get the other Republicans on board, but you could on him lying. You could on the other issues that were going on. We are seeing the fall of the House of Clinton with the Epstein stuff. We are seeing, really, Hillary's power debase. She is going to control the convention coming up, and something they could have a broker convention. She's just delusional enough to try it. She is intended to run again, but I don't know if she'd actually would pull that off. Just in general, what is your feeling about the state of the Republic, your state of the union, Bob Barr? I respect you, and the listeners respect you. I mean, is the state of the Republic strong, or is it in flux?
The most difficult task I have, Alex, at the beginning of every day when I get up is to remain optimistic about the United States and our future. I refuse to give up the optimism that is at the foundation of this great land of ours. It's becoming more and more difficult when you look at, for example, right now in the Senate, you have Senate Republicans who cannot decide whether or not to simply end this hoax of a trial and move on. They're fretting about it. They're wringing their hands. They're worrying about how they will appear to the media, how they will appear to their Democrat colleague. And then, for some reason, I read an article just before I came on the show with you that The White House lawyers, who I think have done an excellent job so far, now want more time to prepare their closing argument. I mean, what in the heck do you need more time for?
You need to shut this down. The whole thing was fraudulent, so it's more grandstanding.
Yeah. So that may prolong this. You know, get this thing voted on, move on, let the president present himself to the American people in a State of the Union and remind us what a great country we are, how important it is to move forward, and lay out some legislation that the president should be supporting that will get a handle on what he knows better than anybody else are the abuses by the deep state.
I totally agree, and I began the interview this way, and I'm going to end it this way, Bob Barr. I love Trump. He's a great guy. He's the real deal. He's just Americana, not left or right. He's not out to get the country. He wants to be president. And the deep state's mad that it's not ruled by committee. We've actually got an executive that's doing the will of the people. I'd give him an A+ on effort and being a true blue guy. But, man, it's not that I've been put to the ringer by these people, and I haven't really gotten to experience the deep state's teeth. It's that it's going to happen again and again. I'm all in for getting in a fight, but not we win each time and then we let them line up again and attack us when they're committing crimes. I just really think that we need, I go back to that, everybody waits for that action because it becomes a dereliction of duty if Trump doesn't start getting aggressive with the deep state. And I understand he's surrounded by a bunch of people that are cowards, but it's getting crazy.
There are things that can be done. Trump has to do it. The Senate has to do it. Ron Paul has to do it. And if we don't this year, because I think we have an excellent chance of retaking the majority in the House, but it will be for naught unless we use the power of the majorities and the White House to attack the deep state. I mean, we heard the former acting CIA director, Don McLaughlin, a few months ago saying, thank God for the deep state. The left knows how important it is to retain those positions and to fight any type of reform, and Silicon Valley is with them. We need to get this thing back on track as soon as this impeachment is finished, both legislatively and through the administration's executive powers.
But think about how profound that is. Even though they're dug in, it's now admitted they're there. As you said, they go on C-SPAN with Brennan and McLaughlin and say, thank God the intelligence agencies through Congress are removing the president, as if they're the electorate. The arrogance of criminals, in my view, the arrogance of them announcing that. I heard that clip probably 50 times. People were like, stop playing the clip. It was so incredible, the admission that we're a rogue group of the government, like a banana republic, like Venezuela, and we're going to overthrow an elected president for made-up crap. That was absolutely amazing. And you're totally right. So as negative as some things are, I believe in the optimism, Mr. Barr, as you said, Congressman Barr, in that at least it's out in the open now that there are bureaucrats that are too big for their britches, and I believe that will be their undoing.
It needs to be, and it needs to begin in earnest this year. Can't be put off any longer. We need to do it this year, Alec.
No, you're right. You're right. Okay. I know you've got a lot of sites and a lot of stuff you're doing. What is the best site for folks to find all things Bob Barr? LibertyGuard.org?
Two things, Alex. Thank you. Yes, LibertyGuard.org. They can go to BobBarr.org or the Law Enforcement Education Foundation, which I have to support our men and women in blue.
And as you know, that's critical because the left's trying to take them over and turn them into political police. Commissars, you're doing such good work. Thank you, Bob Barr, for everything. Appreciate you.
Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure, Alex. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, I'm going to host the fourth hour, and we've got a special guest coming on. I'm not a victim. I'm a leader, and I'm a target because of it. But believe me, the enemy is launching on every front right now against humanity. They are behind the scenes just doing unbelievable stuff. And that makes me know we're over the target. So I'm not like, oh, my God, this really sucks. I'm under attack. No, I want to fight with these people. I just want you to know that the reason the president doesn't have more support is they threaten everyone around him. I mean, we're talking sex operatives, infiltration, grab their bank accounts, people threaten to kidnap the kids. I mean, it's beyond any movie you've ever seen, okay? You just saw a Canadian Royal Mounted of Police saying, we're going to put you in prison for a book you wrote against Trudeau. I mean, it's these people are unchained. They have no chivalrous connection. And by the way, chivalry is what powerful people do because they want some rules on themselves. They want to get rid of the chivalry. They want to start going down that line. They're going to reap the whirlwind. But I got to tell you something from the bottom of my heart. We're living in incredible historic times, and I just, when listeners call up and they say, Alex, thank you so much for what you're doing, they could put a gun to my head, I wouldn't stop doing this. You understand that? Because this is like getting oxygen. I'm not a huge skin diver, but I've gone down to about 80 feet and come back to the top. Some people can really go down like 1,000 feet and do it because it compresses your blood so that you have more oxygenation, but it's coming back up. You got to watch out for it. But I've gone down about 80 feet skin diving. And down there, man, like a minute, whoa, it's like everything's so bright, everything's so clear. And when you come back up, you're like, ah, I need air. And I start using the whole skin diving analogy, but I don't know why I was using the skin diving analogy. I'm not going off talking points here, but that this is like, it's coming back up at the top and getting air. I mean, I'm like somebody that went down 80 feet, and I'm coming back up with my flippers, and I just want to get that air, you know, because the my blood's not under pressure. I'm at 30, 40 feet down, and now my brain's going, whoa, you don't have air, dude. So me fighting tyranny is not some heroic effort. It's air in your lungs. It's air in your lungs. It's not like some heroic thing to suck air in your lungs or to love your children or somebody walks up and punches you in the face to kick their ass. That's not heroic. That's the thing about fighting. You know, you don't want to get in a fight with some big guy starting a fight with you. But, you know, as soon as they take a swing or as soon as they connect, you're like, you know what, I'm going to beat your ass. And then it starts. There's something so satisfying when that bully gets hit really hard and then rallies again and you knock them down again and then all of a sudden they go, yeah, and your foot goes right in their face and rakes their nose and teeth out. And I don't want to be like that, but I'm telling you, that don't thank me for this. This is everything. This is the animating contest of liberty. This is what it's all about. And I wouldn't be anywhere else because I love you and I want to be with you in eternity. I don't want to go with Satan. I want to go with God. And I'm not going to put on some fake, candy-ass, Bible-thumper BS up here. I love Jesus, and that's it. Jesus made me, and that's it. And I love God, and whatever God does through me, it happens. But I just go out the Spirit, and God didn't want me to stand up there and tell people how pious I am all day, or sit there and tell people how I read this many books of the Bible, and I memorized this, and I've got all. God wants me to get up and take on the New World Order. Because if you know one thing about God, God hates cowards. No one knows who originally said that, but it's true. God hates cowards. And God loves people who are default positioned to not have fear and who are committed to God's will. But our flesh is imperfect. So to be able to line up with God is a process of flame. And you've got to be put through the fire of hell to separate the metal from the chaff. That's what it's all about. All right. Big fourth hour straight ahead.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.